the class today. I apologize. My voice is not its best. Hopefully you can all hear me. Is it too loud? Too quiet? Okay, we're going to assume the microphone is doing its job then. All right, so today, and Monday as well, we get to preview large quantities of what we will see for the rest of the semester. We go quite quickly through a large portion of Java. We'll come back and see it all again later. So you don't need to worry too much about the details of things. If it's going a little fast, that's okay. Our goal is to give you a broad view of what we will be doing so that as we learn the little pieces later on, you can put them into place and figure out how they fit into the larger whole. So, I have a few little tidbits that we should discuss, and then I'll see if you have any questions, and then we'll get into what our main topic is. First, several of you have tickets in Request Tracker. Great. We will get to them. We probably won't get to them until next week. We're still working out who is responsible for which Request Tracker accounts amongst the TAs, so expect a little delay there, but we will get to them. You don't need to resend them. Also, on Piazza, there are still 15 to 20 people who want to swap lab sections. Even if you're happy with your current lab section but could go to a different one, there are many people who would be very happy if you would go there and see if there's somebody that could swap with that you could swap with so that we can get people into lab sections that work for them. So if you have a different lab section that would work for you as well, I'd encourage you to go to Piazza and see if there's somebody whose life you can make sweeter. There have been a few people that claimed to have some difficulty submitting during lab yesterday. I had difficulty submitting during lab yesterday. Okay, there are few enough of you. If you had difficulty submitting during lab yesterday, send a ticket to Request Tracker for your lab section as described on the syllabus, and we'll handle those. Again, we'll probably get to that sometime next week. Any questions or other things for me? Yes. Oh, yes, sorry. All right, how do you switch lecture sections in SIS? I have to get a secretary to do them all manually, and I had meant to send out something about that earlier this week and did not, so I will do that. What I'll do is I'll probably put some sort of survey poll type of thing where everybody can tell me that they want to switch, and we'll send it off all at once. And I meant to do that earlier this week, and I just forgot. Sorry. Thank you for the reminder. Other questions, comments? Yes.
For the quiz, does that when you say syllabus and intro, does that include the chapter as well as covered in?
All quizzes, when they come live, we'll discuss things that we have done before that point. So the quiz for this week, the quiz that's live right now and is due tomorrow, is quizzes on things that we discussed or was in the reading for the previous week. Okay, so those three lectures, the readings assigned for those lectures, which included the syllabus. Other questions? All right, so today we're going to start looking at Java. Start using Eclipse. I would encourage you, if you have your computer, to try to follow along. We have some TAs here who will be wandering around, so if you have a little problem like, it isn't working for me, raise your hand high enough that TAs can see it above the sea of faces, and look towards a TA, not towards me, because I'm not going to wander back there and help with most of those, okay? We'll try to walk through what's happening as we go along. We'll try to describe it and see various pieces here. So where you want to go to start off, if you want to follow along, is you want to go to the lecture notes section of the page and go to lecture 5. And I've tried to put fairly detailed step-by-step information here. And I'm just going to follow these steps myself. I'd encourage you to follow them as well. And we'll see where this takes us. So the first step, as you can see, is to open Eclipse. So I'm going to do that. And I'm using a slightly older version of Eclipse because this computer is older, whatever. The next thing it'll say is, where do you want your workspace? This is where all of the files you will write this semester will go, so put it somewhere you can find it. It will think for a while, because it's a surprisingly large and involved program that's going to do all kinds of understanding what you write while you type it and make your life easier. As a reminder, a good analogy for Eclipse versus Java: Eclipse is like your word processor, Java is like the English language. Right? So we're going to use Eclipse to write Java, but we could use something else instead. It doesn't really matter what we use. When you come into Eclipse the first time, there is somewhere, depending on where your what your edition of Eclipse, somewhere on the right side there will be something called Workbench, or it will just have a little picture of an arrow. It might be up in the corner, it might be in the middle of the side. You'll want to click that, because everything else is not particularly useful on this splash screen. And then you should get a screen that looks kind of like this. Okay? So we have a variety of basically empty windows, some of which say they are problems and things, and we're going to ignore all of those for the moment. So this is the sort of the starting page of Eclipse. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to make a new project. As we're working with Java, we're going to have projects and we're going to have files. A project will typically have several files, although it doesn't need to. You could put everything this semester in one project. I will typically make a different project for each lecture. I'd encourage you to make a different project for each homework assignment, which will typically have several files associated with it and so on. But you don't need to do that. You will have to make at least one project. You may have an option that says Java project. You may only have an option that says project. So I'm going to click the one that says project, so you'll see more steps. If you've got one that says Java project, it'll skip one step. So I say project, and then I select Java project. Once I've selected a Java project, I have to give it a name. I am going to call it Turtle Demo. And I'm going to call it Turtle Demo because we're going to do demos involving turtles today. We all love turtles, right? Everything else we'll leave exactly as stands. We'll just click the Finish button after we have put a name. When we do this over in the left, we will see that there is a folder called Turtle Demo with a plus next to it. When we click the plus itself, we get to see what's inside of this project. One of the things that is inside the project is a folder called SRC. This is where we will put all of our Java files, is in the folder called SRC. If they are not in the folder called SRC, Eclipse won't know what to do with them. Okay? So we're about to create some things there, but before we do that, we're going to grab a couple of things I have already written for you. And to talk about what we're going to grab, today we're going to deal with turtles. We're going to deal with turtles, and we're going to deal with worlds. Okay? These are the two types of things we'll be playing around with. When we're talking about types of things in Java, we will talk about the class. The class is like a blueprint, which is why I drew these on a bluish background, right? A class describes a whole category of things. So the turtle class is going to describe how to make lots of turtles. Or no turtles, however many turtles you want. It'll describe how to make turtles. The world class will describe how to make worlds. Okay? I have already written the turtle and world class for you. We are not going to go into them in any particular detail today, but we will need to get them. So from the course website, if you scroll down to step 9, you'll see download turtle.java and world.java. So I will download these files. I will save them. Possibly. I will save them somewhere I can find them again. Download seems like a reasonable place. Okay. Once I have saved them somewhere I can find them again, I will then go in my file browser, whatever your favorite file browser is for your particular computer, and apparently this one is oddly set up, and I will go to wherever I saved everything, which on this particular computer is in the strangest of all possible places. Okay, so I go to the folder where I saved the files I downloaded. And then I'm just going to drag and drop them from that folder into Eclipse. Okay? So I'm going to have, here are these files. I'm going to drag them into the SRC folder. I must drop them on SRC. And it's not going to work. Why is it not going to work? Oh, because this is an old version of Windows. No. Okay, I tried this on 4 computers, but I didn't try it in this one. So, if it drags and drops, you're good to go. If it doesn't drag and drop, there's an alternate way to do this. I don't have this in the to-do guide, so I'm sorry. I'll show you right now. I will right-click on the SRC folder, and I will import general file system, and I'll browse to wherever I saved everything, which is impossible to find on this computer because they're all in the wrong place. Here we are. So I go to the folder, and then I select the things I want to import. So if you can drag and drop, great. It's supposed to drag and drop. My computer didn't let me drag and drop. So again, I right-clicked SRC, selected Import, General File System, picked the place, and grabbed them. When I've done that, I will see that inside SRC, there's something called the default package. And inside the default package, I now have Turtle and World. I am already lost. Whoa, all right. That's a lot of hands. Let's back up. Okay. I got lost on step one, running Eclipse. Okay, so you should have downloaded and installed Eclipse in the first lab. If you didn't do that, I'm sorry. If you did, you should know where it is. I can't help a whole lot there right now. You can go back and look at the lab right up to get that done. I got this lost on step two, workspaces. Good, everybody got that. I got lost on page 3, how to get from the welcome page to the workbench. I got lost on step 4, how to make a new Java project. I got lost on step 5, what to name the project. Step 6, press finish. Step 7, didn't actually happen half the time. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So if it didn't happen, don't worry about it, we'll get to that in a moment. So then that means I couldn't download the files. The download itself did not work. I didn't get them onto my computer. Okay, so how do you download? The links, you can, if you just click them, you will see garbage. You'll actually see Java, okay? You don't want that. If you see this, then you can save. That will work. So you can click the link and then save the page somewhere you can find it as the name of the file is supposed to be. Or you can right-click, or if you're on Mac, hold Control while you click to get the little pop-down menu, and you can save link as, or save target as, or save as, depending on which file browser you're using, to get them downloaded. Okay? So either you just click them regularly and you save the page, or you right-click, Control-click, Command-click, and save the target somewhere on your hard drive. I want you to say more about downloading. Okay. Then you have to get them into Eclipse. Let's just do a quick poll. I tried drag and drop and it worked. I tried drag and drop and it didn't work. Okay, if drag and drop works, for the majority of you it did, great, you just drag and drop. If it didn't work, let me walk through again what you need to do. You need to right click or control click if you're on a Mac on either your project or the SRC folder. You select Import, you select General, you select File System. So Import General File System, and then you browse to wherever you downloaded everything. You checkbox the ones you want, and you click Finish. I still haven't gotten them into Eclipse. Okay. I'd encourage you to talk to whoever sitting next to you, or hopefully TAs will come along. You have a general question for me? All right, so if you go to the page and save as, it'll save it as something.java.txt. That won't work. So you're going to have to rename it. In your file browser, you should be able to rename. If you're using Apple, you do this by pressing the Enter key while selecting the file. If you're in Windows, you do this by pressing F2 while selecting the file, or right-clicking and selecting Rename. You have to get rid of the .txt ending. Any other general questions for me? Okay. These files that I have downloaded, Oh, wow, I really need to increase the size of this font, don't I? Hold on while I fix the font. Colors and fonts. This font is big enough, I can read it. This font is still too small, make it bigger. Okay, so inside each of these files is quite a large blueprint about how turtles and worlds work. Late in the semester, after spring break, we'll start talking about how you would write one of these files. For now, we're just going to assume they work. They describe turtles and worlds. And let's talk about what they describe about turtles and worlds. They describe worlds as boxes, and they describe turtles as things that live in the boxes and have paintbrushes attached to their tail. So we're going to have our turtles wander around dragging the paintbrush behind them and see what weird patterns we can make them make. Okay? So these describe these two things. They're just descriptions of the class of things. We can make lots of turtles out of the turtle blueprint. We can make lots of worlds out of the world blueprint. To actually do one of those, we're going to have to make a new class. You can do this with file new class, or you can right click, say new class, doesn't matter. Okay? A class, again, could be a blueprint, or it could also be a program. And so we're going to use it as a program today. When I make my new class, I want to name it something that tells me I'm going to do something. I think I had a suggestion on the website. What did I suggest? I said demo one. That will work. It doesn't matter. You could pick a different name if you want. So I type demo one in the name field. And the other thing I do is there should be a checkbox for public static void main string bracket bracket args. You will check that checkbox. Okay, so demo one and check the checkbox for public static void main string bracket bracket args. Public static void main string bracket bracket args will show up a lot this semester. We'll talk about what it means later. Okay, so I do this. I'm going to make this bigger by double clicking the tab. You don't need to do that, but this way we can look at it. And I get this file. Okay, this file is a program that doesn't do anything. It has some stuff that doesn't matter, but let's talk about some of the stuff it has. Every file we will ever write in this class will start with public class and then the same name as the file name and an open curly brace. There are things that can go outside of those curly braces, but for this purpose, for most of what we will do, everything goes inside that. You can't change that name without also changing the name of the file. It must be there. You may or may not see this little piece. I have that slash star star thing. I do not have a slash star star thing. Hooray! Most of you don't, so I'm going to delete it and we'll not even talk about it. I have the slash slash to do thing. I do not have the slash slash to do thing. Okay, so most of you have that. This is what is called a comment. Any line of text that has a slash slash at the beginning, Java will ignore. It is for humans to read, it is not for Java to read. So Java is going to completely ignore that line. It's only for our benefit. It's called a comment, and I'm going to delete that too because meh, I don't really want it. I mean, you can leave it, it doesn't do anything. Okay? This leaves us with two lines that are actually interesting. Public class demo one we talked about needs to be the same as the name of the file. This other one, public static void main string bracket bracket args, is the name of a method. We talked a little about methods last time. It's an action we can do. And in particular, it is the action that happens when we run the program. It is the main action. Okay? So this describes the main thing to do. It has to look like this. We'll talk about why it has to look like this eventually. But this is what we mean when we say run. So everything we want the program to do, we are going to put inside public static void main string args. Inside meaning inside the curly braces that follow it. So everything we're going to do today, we're going to put inside these curly braces. So let's talk about what we can do. What we want to do is we want to have a world with turtles in it and the turtles moving around. That's our goal. So to do that, we're going to need to make a world. And there's two things we're going to need to do to make a world. We'll do them both on the same line usually, but there's two pieces. One is we're going to have to define a variable that can store worlds. So as we talked a little bit on class on Wednesday about variables, about the special way equals works, we'll see that again. We'll see one new piece, which is when we make a variable in Java, we have to tell it what type of thing it's allowed to hold. So I'm going to make a world variable. I do that by saying the word world, because that's the kind of thing it will hold. And then whatever I want to call my world. I have a good name for worlds. Yes? No?
I don't have that public static language.
If you don't have it, write it. Okay? There's a checkbox when you create a class that should make it. But if you don't check the checkbox, you have to write it now as you're writing it. Java is case sensitive. So if I change that from a capital S string to a lowercase s string, it would no longer work. Okay? It must be exactly like that. So, I need to make any other general questions before I move on about making worlds? Okay, I'm going to make a world. I'm going to call my world crouton because I love the word. Okay? When I say world crouton, what that means is crouton is a variable and it is capable of talking about worlds. Okay? I could have named it something else. I named it crouton. Yes?
It says curtain.
Curtain. You're right. I don't like the word curtain nearly as much as I like the word crouton. We'll change it. Okay, so I have here, I say I want to be able to store worlds in something called crouton. Now, I don't actually have a world in that variable yet. I created a box, it's capable of holding worlds, but there is no world there yet. So I also need to make a new world. Now, Java has this really nice operation that lets you create new things. And surprisingly, this thing that creates new things is spelled new. So I'm going to say crouton equals, remember equals means put in the box, it does not mean mathematical equals, so put in the box crouton a new world. Now there's one weirdness with new. It needs parentheses after the type of thing it is making. And every line we write has to end with a semicolon. We love semicolons in programming for no obvious reason. They can't be colons, they can't be commas, they can't be periods, and they can't be missing. They must be semicolons. So here I said, I want to be able to talk about a world. I'll call the world. I'm going to be able to talk about crouton. I'll actually make a world, and that's the one I'm naming crouton. Now, at this point, I can run my program. I do that by pressing the little run button. So towards the top, there should be a green circle with a yellow arrow in it, or yellow triangle. Not the one with the toolbox, just the regular one. I'm just going to press run. And I'll see, poof, here's a world. It's a rectangular world. Hey, it looks like a window, but that is a world. That's how I defined worlds to be. So, if you try pressing that button and you don't get a world, you did something wrong. What did you do wrong? You typed something wrong. It's the only thing you can do wrong. So make sure you have typed basically what you see here. Questions to this point? Yes? If you're prompted to save, you should absolutely save. Yes, you want to save early and often and always. Any other general questions? Okay, let's make this more interesting. We're going to make a turtle. Okay, so I need to talk about a turtle. I need to make a turtle variable. What's a good name for a turtle?
Shelley.
So many names. I'll take Shelley because I think that's kind of fun. Okay, now. I will spell it Shelley. I'm going to do two things on one line here, just to be weird. Okay, I can do both the creating the variable and the putting something in the variable on one line. I don't have to do it on two lines. So I will, because that's one less line to write, and I only have to write Shelley once instead of twice. When I make my new turtle, again I use the new operator to make a new turtle. Turtles need information. I cannot create turtles in vacuum. Perhaps I should have written it so you can, but it's so unclear what they would do in a vacuum except explode, right? So we're going to put them in a world, and the world I'm going to put it on is called Crouton, because that's what I called my world. Okay? So this turtle is a new turtle on Crouton. It is not a new turtle on any other world. It is only on Crouton. I'm going to run this. I like all kinds of keyboard shortcuts, so I just go do it with a keyboard shortcut. And I see now there's a turtle in my world. Shelley is now sitting in the world Crouton. Hooray! Okay? So I can make a world, I can make a turtle. What else do I want my turtle to do? I want my turtle to do things. So, I talked about how to make things and put them in boxes. Now we're going to talk about how to talk to the things we made. So, if I want to talk to Shelley, there's special syntax for talking to Shelley. I say first who I'm talking to, Shelley. Then, for reasons that are lost in the annals of history, I put a dot, a period. This is called the dot operator, and it's spelled dot. Okay? This means I'm talking to you. And then I say, what do I want it to do? If you wait a moment, there will be a drop-down of different things I'm allowed to tell it to do, and we'll talk about what all this means here. I could select one from the drop-down, or I could just type it. I'm going to pick forward. And forward wants something. What it wants is a number. Java is going to say it wants a double. A double is a kind of number, and we'll talk about why it's a kind of number next Wednesday, okay? But I'm just going to put some number. This number is the number of pixels on your screen it's going to move. So I want to pick some number that's more than one or two. I want to be able to see it move, right? I'll pick 100. And I'll run this. And I will see now, after I make Shelley, Shelley then moves forward. And remember I said Shelley has a paintbrush attached to his or her tail. And so it leaves a trail anywhere it goes, and I see that trail. Okay? So I can tell Shelley what I want Shelley to do, and Shelley does whatever I say because Shelley is an amazingly obedient turtle. So let's tell Shelley to do a few other things. Let's tell Shelley to turn to the right. Oh, let's have him turn to the right 60 degrees. And then let's have him turn to the left. How about 30 degrees? And let's see what that does. Okay? So, it may be kind of hard to see because it happened so fast, but if you run this, you'll see that Shelley actually moves and turns. Doo, 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 doo. And waits a little bit in between each one. And he does what Shelley does exactly what I tell Shelley to do. I told it to move, I told it to turn, I told it to move, I told it to turn. So it ends up at the end of that having moved, turned, and there it's sitting wherever I left it. Questions? Yes?
Can you make Shelley go in a star?
Can I make Shelley go in a star? Yes, I can. Can you? What does Shelley know how to do? There's a list of things Shelley knows how to do on the website or for the lecture notes. You can also get a list of things Shelley knows how to do. So let's see if there's a Shelley.go in a star. Shelley.backward, drop a picture, forward, all kinds of weird get things, go to certain points, hash code, who knows what that means. Is the pen down? Turn to the left. Notify something. Pick the pen up, turn to the right. Change where you're facing. Change how big your shell is. Oh, that looks fun. Let's try that. Let's make Shelley a big turtle. There are things that Shelley can do, and I can just find out what Shelley could do by putting period, waiting for a moment, and looking through the list. And so I can change how fast Shelley goes, how long does Shelley delay between each movement. I can change what color Shelley is. So let's make, what color should we make Shelley? How about we make Shelley red? Okay, I'll make Shelley red right here. So, to change Shelley's color, this actually won't run. When I try to run it, it won't work. And there's a reason it won't work, okay? says there's an error. There's an error. I can tell there's an error because there's a red squiggly underline. Sometimes when you have a red squiggly underline, if you mouse over it, Eclipse will suggest what you should do. And if it does, you just pick the first one. Okay? And usually that fixes the problem. Colors are not built into Java. So the first thing said, to talk about colors, I have to import a color. So add that import statement. We'll talk about what that means. Where do you find what I mean when I say color? Okay. But I could just change Shelley's color. There's a relatively small number of colors that are built in, but you're welcome to use any of them you want. And I will run this now. I will save. I'll see that Shelley turns red partway through traveling. Right? Because I told Shelley to turn red. And when Shelley changes color, so does Shelley's paintbrush. Maybe it's really dandruff or something instead. I don't know. Okay? So I've got some things I can tell Shelley to do. Questions? Yes?
What's the difference between get color and set color?
Good question. What's your name? That was a get name operation. I got your name. I'm going to call you, what should we call you? How about the student in the front row? That was a set name operation. Okay? Now, forever onward, you're the student in the front row. I've changed your name. Okay? So get color, set color. Get color will tell me what color Shelley is right now. Set color will change what color Shelley is right now. There are other get and set pairs as well. Other questions? Yes? I can. What would happen if I make set color the last line? It does everything in order. So if I make set color the last line, Shelley changes color after Shelley moves. Okay? If I made it the first one, it would change before it moved. So everything I say happens in order. These semicolons are sort of a list of things to do in order. Okay? So where I do things will change what happens. Yeah?
Can we go back over how to fix the color error now?
How do you fix the color error? If I have a color error, let me recreate the color error. I mouse over color until it says, what do you want to do? And I say, do the first thing, it's probably right. And that's it. It adds this import statement. We'll talk about import statements at some length later in the semester. Yes? Could I have put this all in one line? Yes. Java doesn't care about spacing particularly, but humans do. So don't put it all in one line. Just like, can you write your English paper with one word per line? Yep, and I can read it, but I don't want to. Right? So when you're writing a program, you want to put one action, one statement, one thing with a semicolon after it per line. No more than that. You could throw a blank line in here and there if you want. Don't add more than one blank line as a general rule. And so on. And we'll use the indentation that Java gives us. We'll add things as we go along as well. Yes?
Are you moving lines up and down?
How am I moving lines up and down and duplicating them? By using weird keyboard shortcuts that are not particularly interesting. I type a lot. I know all kinds of fun things you could do that just move lines around. Okay? You can learn what those are if you want. I'm not going to spend time talking about them right now. Other questions? Okay, so I have Shelley. Let's do one more thing. Let's make another turtle. What should we call this one, turtle? I'm going to be really creative and ignore all of your statements. Okay? I'll put X on planet Crouton as well. Crouton, not Curton. Okay? So the red underline means you did something wrong. The yellow underline doesn't. If you see a yellow underline, you can pretty much ignore it. Okay? So I will run this, and I will see there comes Turtle X. Also appears, and I can tell Turtle X to do things. Let's tell Turtle X to, how about we set the pen width to be 20, and then X can go backward.
x dot backward. Let's go 23.5 pixels backward. All right, so I have another turtle. And if I tell x to do something, x does it. If I tell crouton to do it, crouton does it. They're different turtles. I can talk to them one at a time. But I talk to them one at a time, right? So while I'm talking to x, crouton will wait for me to finish talking to x before crouton does whatever crouton is going to do. Each of my requests happens one at a time, one after another, from the beginning of the program to the end. Questions? Okay, so, yes, sorry, go ahead.
What's the difference between the, so the x is the name of the turtle, what's the difference?
Crouton is the name of the world.
Okay.
I could have made multiple worlds, too. And had different turtles in different worlds and had them all driving around separately. Yes?
Why does the turtle start off red?
Good question. Each new turtle starts off in a different color. The first one starts off black and then red and then I think blue and then green and then magenta and then cyan. I don't remember the order. Something like that. So that you could tell them apart. They all by default start in the same place. So actually if I put another turtle here, let's make this turtle named Wallow, because I don't know. We just needed words here, right? Okay. Let's not actually have Wallow do anything. I will see that Wallow appears as blue, and the next one will be a different color. If I hadn't moved X, if I had made X but not moved him, and remember again, the slash slash means ignore this line. So I'll put the slash slashes there to ignore those lines. I actually can't see X because Wallow's on top. Okay? They're both there, just one standing on top of the other one. Okay? So I can do that, and I can even do weird things so you can actually tell that they're on top of each other. So I could say X dot sets shell size to be, oh, how about 30? Right? And now you can see there's a turtle on a turtle and so on. We can play around with it however we want. Other questions? Yes?
Yeah, I wanted to make one orange and it's yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's yellow. Why is it yellow? It's yellow because the people who wrote the color class, the blueprint for describing colors, didn't understand what color orange is. And that's about the extent of it. So it's not quite yellow, it's more like a goldenrod, but yeah, it's pretty close. Sorry. Other questions? Okay. Oh, yes.
Can you get like the big turtle and the little turtle move around at the same time, so it's like sliding
it? I cannot. I cannot talk to both of them at once. I am only one Java program. I can only say one thing at a time. I can make one of them move and then the other one move after it, right? So I could, for example, say, let's make X go forward. Actually, it has to go backward. Let's make X go backward 50. And then I can make Wallow go backward 50. Okay. But if I look at it, X will go backward and then Wallow will catch up. Because I have to say one thing at a time. Are the turtles capable of moving at the same time? Sure, but I can't talk to them both at the same time. Yes? I would have to change the blueprint for turtle. I could do that. I could also do fun things like say, you know what? Let's make Wallow really fast. So let's set the delay that Wallow has between moving to 0. Okay? Now, oh, that didn't give me quite the effect I wanted. Let's try setting the delay X has to 0. Okay? So after each turtle moves, there's a delay before you're allowed to talk to the next one. So if I set the delay of X to 0, there's no delay between telling X to move and Wallow to move. So there's still actually, you actually see there is a single frame on your computer where they're offset, but there's just one instead of, what is it, I think a fifth of a second or whatever the default delay is. Yes?
What would it look like if you created another world?
If I made a new world, what do you think it would look like?
Would it be a rectangle?
Good question. Why don't you try it and find out? If you turn out it wasn't another rectangle, talk to me and we'll talk about what happened. So play with this. I'd like you to take a few minutes and just make fun shapes, okay? See what you can do. Can you draw a box? Can you draw a house? Can you draw your name? Can you draw your uncle? Like, can you draw something using these turtles? Question. Can I close the box? I can. I'm really good at closing boxes. Actually, I've got a whole bunch of boxes to close. Let's close them all. Okay. So play with it for a moment. See what you can do. And we'll come back and talk a little about where we're going from here. All right. So let's talk about a few odds and ends. If I say Shelley.setPinWidth at the end here, let's make it 34. Sure, that'll work. Okay, let me actually first do this without, so you remind yourselves what it looks like. So Shelley is this turtle down here. If I tell Shelley to change the pin width at the end of my program, what will change on the screen? Nothing. Who thinks it'll be nothing? No, I think something will change. And most of us don't think at all. Hooray! All right. Why nothing? It is nothing. I won't see anything. Okay? And the reason I don't see anything is Shelley now picked up a fatter pin, but Shelley hasn't moved anywhere with that fatter pin yet. So until I tell Shelley to move, the fact Shelley has a fat pin won't matter. So I would either need to tell Shelley to pick up a fat pin before Shelley moved, in which case Shelley has a fat pin, okay? Or I would need to tell Shelley to move after I change the pin width. All right, so we had a question earlier. How do I draw a star? Which one of my turtles should I have draw a star? Wallow, okay, so Wallow is going to draw a star. How do you draw a star? All right, we have 45 degrees. Okay, so I'm going to tell Wallow to do what? To turn 45 degrees? I'm going to turn left 45. I guess there's 5 points on a star, right? Okay. That didn't work very well. I'm missing something. I gotta go forward. Okay, let's make Wallow go forward. Forward, how big should our star be? Let's make it 150. Okay? And let me go forward every time. Uh-oh. That doesn't look much like a star. What's wrong? It's not the right angle, actually. It turns out, okay, I don't know if you happen to know this, but I happen to know this because, you know, why not know it? The right angle for a star is 144 degrees. Okay. Why do I know that? I don't know. I just do, right? Okay. Now that's a downward pointing star. What if I wanted an upward pointing star? I need to start going in a different direction or turn right as I go around or something. So let's change all of my lefts to negative 144 degrees instead of positive 144 degrees. And now I get an upward pointing star. Hooray! Okay. So, at some level, at a non-trivial level, a lot of what we'll be doing in this class is questions like, how do I draw a star? And trying to figure out how to tell it to something as stupid as Wallow. Okay? We'll see more of this as we go along. We'll talk quite a bit about weird things you can do with Turtle on Monday. We'll have opportunities to play with turtles in lab next week, as well as in your homework that'll be released next week. And we'll also talk about other things. So this is an opportunity for you to play, to see how Java works. So I don't have enough time to get to the next piece of what we're going to do. We're going to talk about how to draw boxes of different sizes and how to draw houses and so on. And we'll come and sort of jump right in with Turtle when we come back on Monday. Have yourselves a beautiful weekend, and don't forget about the quiz.